Well, joy to the world. The Lord has come. The Saviour reigns. You may well know, joy to the world, the carol we sing at most Christmases. Did you know it was never supposed to be a carol? Isaac Watts wrote 600 hymns in his life during the 17th and 18th century, and he would often go to the Old Testament Psalms and then be inspired and write hymns. And this hymn was never supposed to be a carol. Behind Joy to the World is Psalm 98, a psalm about singing of God's marvellous saving deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he's done marvellous things. The Lord has made his salvation known. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. It was an Old Testament psalm. It inspired Watts to write Joy to the World. And as Watts reflected on the marvellous things of the Lord, he couldn't help but transpose this into a Christian key and sing and write of Jesus. And while thoroughly Christian, now the hymn or carol, Joy to the World, it still retains that kind of announcement sense of Psalm 98. There's something worth announcing. There's something worth shouting about at Christmas. When we sing Joy to the World, we announce, like the angels announced long ago, what God has done to save. Like those angels that appeared to the shepherds and proclaimed, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And so when we sing Joy to the World, you get a sense that we're announcing something. We become like the heralds of the angels long ago. Joy is proclaimed to the world or to the earth. We announce to the world the news of lasting joy. And we proclaim the only response that is required. It's the closest any of us are going to get to ever singing like angels. We've been tracking through a whole bunch of famous carols here at church over December. And we're going to sing Joy to the World in just a moment. We sing with joy because the Lord has come. Gone are the days of waiting, yearning for God. Israel's lonely exile has ended. There's a new day when Christ comes. A day of forgiveness and salvation. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born. Joy to the world, because the Lord who has come has not come to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And so salvation can be found in the reigning Saviour Jesus for all who believe. Which is also to say, there is something we need saving from. To say there's a Saviour, it's also to say there is something terrifying that we must be saved from. The scriptures confront us with the fact that one day we'll have to give an account for what we've done. Jesus spoke of accountability and consequence. He said, "There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight. What you've whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs." It'll all come out one day. A day of accountability before God and consequence. And so Jesus warned, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. I'll show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. A day of accountability and consequence for what we've done. Now, it might be better, I'm sure it's true of you, that you can think of hundreds and thousands of people who you are better than. But there's no point arguing on the day I was better than someone else, when I'm getting accounted for what I've done. We're accountable for what we have done. Not for what someone else has done. For what we have done. Faced with a just God to confront and a life that only I can be responsible for. Do you fear him? Do you fear that day? Well, the good news is that Jesus doesn't speak of these realities as someone disinterested or someone who is removed from our plight. From the wonders of his love, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Jesus came to seek and save us from what we've done. Jesus goes to the cross. He faces God's judgment for what I have done. Jesus does this so that we might be saved from what we do deserve, and then he gives us what we do not deserve. We sing in the carol, "Joy to the world, he comes to make his blessings flow." The carol we're going to sing in a moment, it speaks of sin, and it speaks of sorrow, and it speaks of thorns infesting the ground, to speak of what we've regrettably done, and the sadness we feel, and the frustration that kind of marks our lives like shadows. Our lives and those around us. And yet Jesus comes. Joy to the world. He comes to make his blessings flow. While we might have resigned to the fact that it is what it is. This is how life goes. You live, you die. Jesus offers life and blessing. And his resurrection announces a different future. A future with victory over the grave. This is why we can have, as Christians, lasting joy. A joy that lasts longer than a season. The good news we can announce to the world is not a fad or only relevant for a select few. The good news of the gospel of Jesus is for all people. And it's for all people because it meets a desperate need of all people. The Lord has come to seek and save us from what we've done. And this Saviour reigns and offers salvation from what we've regrettably done and offers us a salvation past the grave we fear. And the only response worthy of such an announcement is to receive the King. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. To rule, not as a tyrant, for he rules with truth and grace. The only response worthy of Jesus is to receive his rule. Turn to him in faith. What we might describe as self-despairing but sure dependence on God's grace and mercy. It's a self-despairing because I am aware of what I have done. And yet it's also a sure dependence because I am also aware of what God has done. God alone has made a way for men and women and children, for all people to be saved. The Lord has come and now reigns as Saviour. So receive the King and announce the Saviour who can bring lasting joy to the world.